State player and for Bill and Wendy on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Well, on the eve of most Dominick's locations closing for good after just short of 100 years in Chicago, Mariano's Fresh Market, which opened its first store in Arlington Heights in 2010, is quickly becoming Chicagoland's favorite new grocery store. And by the end of March of 2014, we'll have 29 locations, 10 in the city, 19 in the burbs, which include the 11 stores being converted, the Dominick stores being converted next week. Bob Mariano is the man behind it all. He's a Jefferson Park native who started his career at the deli counter at Dominick's. He worked his way up to president, moved to Roundy's, which also owns Pick and Save, Cops, Rainbow, Metro Market in both Wisconsin and Minnesota, and Mariano's in Chicago. And to share his own personal history and his plans for Chicago, creating jobs throughout the city and the burbs, is the man himself, Bob Mariano. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Nice to be with you.
Thanks for joining us here. You know, it's nice to know that you're not an outsider. You have deep Chicago roots here.
Well, yes, and you know, one of the things that's great about our business is we look at it as a neighborhood business. So when we're talking, you know, I grew up in Jefferson Park, and we have a store in Jefferson Park. So when we talk about a store, we're talking about Jefferson Park and the people who live and play and work there, and that's how we go about our business.
I would have to think that being a Jefferson Park native, that was an absolute target all along, that there had to be a store there.
Well, you're right, because I remember from when I was a kid, there was the store, it was a National Tea up on Milwaukee Avenue that was no longer there. And so people didn't really have a good place to go and shop. And we searched very long to find a great site for us, and we were successful on Elston Avenue.
Now, you started your career in the business with Dominick's in the 60s?
In the 60s, yeah. I started as a part-time deli clerk, slicing lunch meats. It was actually store number 13 in Des Plaines. And so 13 is my lucky number.
And didn't you work with one of the family members, the original Dominick's, or maybe the second generation?
Well, Mr. D, because there was a Mr. D, and he was the one that started from store number one.
Yeah.
And I was blessed to be able to work with him and learn from him how to run an operation.
Sure. I mean, well, you left for a little bit of time to become a sales rep for Oscar Mayer for a bit, but then you returned, and not only did you return, but you kept working your way up to president of the chain. What was the appeal of the grocery business that has kept you in it for nearly 50 years?
I think it's the energy of the people. If you don't like people, it's not a good business to be in. I love people. It creates a great energy in terms of learning. And in order to serve people food each and every day is really a lot of fun.
Sure.
Because you get to learn what different cultures like, dislike, what's unique to one is common to another. And so it's just a wonderful, creative way of serving people, and very enjoyable.
Well, and you've got a very unique way of doing that as well. I mean, really, when you walk into any of the stores, especially, you know, I'm married, three kids, and life goes by very quickly. Mm-hmm. And you've got a lot of prepared foods and things that are just ready to go that are so convenient for me. I spent some time, we were talking before the interview, I spent some time living up in Minneapolis back in the day, in the early 90s, mm-hmm. and I discovered Byerly's at the time.
Sure.
And one of my favorites, but what they did, and they were good at too, is I was a single guy at the time. I just needed to grab stuff and go and have it prepared and ready to go, and that's exactly pretty much what you've done here and expanded it way beyond that. Now, when you moved to Roundy's, what did you see as the opportunities there?
Well, at the time we moved in 2002, there was that company at the time was 50% of a wholesale business, 50% retail. We felt it could be a strong retail operation, 100%. So we got out of the wholesale business and focused wholly on the retail and built our business in Wisconsin as well as into Minnesota, and then decided that we wanted to expand into Chicago as well. So it's kind of like how we did it.
When did you have the vision for Mariano's in Chicago? Has it been all along? It was just kind of a waiting game till you got Roundy's where you were going to be, or was that always something you wanted to do here in the city?
Well, I guess I've never been satisfied with what we accomplish. And so I always felt there was an opportunity for a unique marketplace store in Chicago. Because our city is such a mosaic of the world. And
it
so,
is.
You know, if you go to London, you go to Harrods, or if you go to Galleria Lafayette in Paris, or you go to in Berlin, Katowice. There are tremendous food halls. Well, we don't have anything like that here in the city. So my goal was to create an exciting and unique shopping experience where people of Chicago would feel comfortable coming to each and every day.
And it's really, you know, a one-stop shop. And this is kind of how I look at it. It's a place that, because I'm a fan. I've shopped a couple of them, the one in Elston Avenue and Jefferson Park. Actually, for a while there, when you had the one store in Arlington Heights, I have a cousin up in Barrington. I would specifically not take the Kennedy or 90 up to his house. I would make sure I went by the store because I always found some goodies there. Sure. But it's a place where you can, you know, it's not at all overpriced. It is you go there to get your grocery staples that you need, the meats and the cheeses and all that. But you have this sprinkling of gourmet offerings and departments throughout the store.
Yeah, and besides the basic, and this is where it's becoming a lot of fun. Customers now expect us to bring them the globe. So we're in Arlington Heights. We opened the store with an 8-foot set of gluten-free. Today, you're going to find 40, 60 feet of gluten-free. Not because we said so, but because the customers said this is what we want to have. And so there's a tremendous interest by customers in foods, both locally, so local, as well as all over the world. It's amazing today. Customers want local stuff, but then they want things from all over the world.
Sure.
So it's exciting, and it's a lot of fun to find out those products that they're really looking for, that they enjoy and love, and bring them to them each and every day.
Well, there's intrigue, too, because there's people that want a Mariano's in their neighborhood.
Right.
And some of them may not even walked into one, but they've heard about it. Walk us through the store a little bit.
Well, it's when you walk in first, you're going to be overwhelmed with a phenomenal produce market. I mean, we make our name a signature right away with fresh fruits and vegetables from all over the world, as much as we can find in season. Fresh squeezed orange juice, best in town.
It is. I mean, it's very good.
I mean, once you've got it, I mean, I've kind of made the comment sometimes, I think people bathe in it as well because they buy so much. But the reality is they love the juices. And then a wonderful prepared foods area for dining in, taking home and dining out.
Great for quick lunch, too.
Lunch, quick dinner, a little breakfast if you'd like it. A delicatessen and bakery, full deli with all the cold cuts.
Yeah, my daughter loves your cupcakes. She can't get away from those big, big decorated. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and our decorators are superb. Our decorators can do anything you want on a cake. And in some stores, we have a candy shop, or a chocolate shop. And then the meat and fish service counters are phenomenal. Our butchers and our seafood mongers are just expert. And then you get onto the other, what we call the other side of the store. But it has all the staples. So you don't have to, if you want Heinz ketchup or paper towels, you can find it. And then to complement the meal, we have an extensive offering of great wines to complement that meal. And if you're entertaining or having something, that we have that complement as well.
Even the frozen section, you've got brands that go pretty deep. I mean, your selection is deep. The cheese is what I love the most when I come into the store. I mean, there's just such a wide selection there.
Well, interesting with frozen foods, you know, frozen pizza. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the key leading items are hometown produce.
Right.
You know, Home Run Inn.
Yeah.
Frozen pizza is the number one pizza in Chicago.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes. It's not Tombstone or Jack's. It is Home Run Inn
pizza,
a hometown favorite.
I love that. Well, we're going to have more with Bob Mariano, CEO of Roundy's, parent company of Mariano's Fresh Market, next on 720 WGN. State player on 720 WGN. We're talking to the CEO of Roundy's, parent company of Mariano's Fresh Markets in Chicagoland, Bob Mariano. By the way, that's the only grocery song I could find. They don't exist, Bob. You got to have somebody write something.
There you go.
Hey, before we continue, I've got a bunch of callers here that have some questions for you. Hey, Karen, you're on the line here with Bob Mariano on 720 WGN.
Bob, I am so happy that I can talk to you directly. I happened upon your store when I was going to the dentist in Chicago on Oquito, and what is that, Lawrence, I think?
Over in Harwood Heights, maybe?
Yes. And I went over there. Everybody in the dentist office was talking about it. I said, okay, I'm going over there. I went over there. I absolutely loved it. I loved the prices. I loved just everything about it. And I took home pounds of pulled pork and ribs and all that kind of stuff. And so every Sunday after church, because that's my church is out that way, I went to Mariano's, and I picked up my week's worth of groceries over there. And then I found out that there's going to be a Mariano's in Elmhurst, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally it opened, and I was the first one in there, and there's no pulled pork station, no ribs, no anything like that. Why did you choose not to put it in that store?
Well, that's a very good question. But we, as we go through the planning for each and every store, we try to make it unique and distinctive. And the barbecue that you're referring to, was we wanted to try that in a couple of stores. And Frankfort and Harwood Heights happened to be the two that were on the designing board at the time. And Elmhurst was not. So it's something, but you raise a very good point, because we've talked internally about adding that to the Elmhurst. We think it would be a great add to that store, and we're working to figure out how to put that into the Elmhurst store.
Bob will have it there by noon.
I would so appreciate it, because I hate to drive out. It's 12 miles from my house to Harwood Heights, but it's a mile from Elmhurst.
And it's a heck of a lot closer than Texas, isn't it?
I would love to stop by there every day and get my smoothie and my pulled pork for the day for lunch, and just go on my way.
All right.
So I talked to the store manager. I've done everything I could to find out why, but.
Well, I think Bob's got it covered for you, Karen. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Bob from Arlington Heights, you're on 720 WGN.
Yeah, my question to Mr. Mariano, the Arlington Heights store is fine. It's only a few miles from me. But your main soup island in that store, the napkins, they're all bulk there, and they fall all over the place. I've suggested to the people once in a while, could you get napkin holders there? Because in the long run, you'll use less napkins, too, because you try and pull a napkin off and three or four or five more fall down.
Sure,
well,
sure.
Bob, thank you for that comment, and I assure you we'll have napkin dispensers out there this afternoon. Thank you so much.
All right, there we go, Bob. Peter, you're on 720 WGN.
How are you? I just called in because I just...
Nope, did we lose Peter?
Dominic's was.
Okay, say it again, Peter. We lost you there for a second.
I'm sorry about that. I heard that Mariano's is going to come to Ukrainian Village on Chicago Avenue where the Dominic's used to be.
That's correct.
And I am so thrilled. The people are so friendly at Mariano's on Western and Belmont that this will change the whole area.
Well, thank you for that. We look forward to meeting all of you in the Ukrainian Village soon.
All right. Thanks for the call, Peter. Joanne, you're on 720 WGN.
Thank you. Please come to Fox River Grove. Please. Please.
So many communities ask us, and, I mean, we're working as diligently as we can to come to all the communities that are asking us, but it does take a while to build what we're building. So be patient with us. And
everybody here wants you.
Thank you so much for your comments, Joanne. Thank you.
Thanks, Joanne. Hey, Peggy, you're on 720 WGN. Peggy, you out there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Hi, Mr. Mariano and Dave. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I live in far southeastern Evanston, and there are two Dominic's quite near us that are closing. And between where I live and where I work, there are no Mariano's close by. So I have a question similar to the caller before me. Any plans to come to this neck of the woods?
Oh, we've been working on that since we started to find a piece of property in Evanston. So, and we got outbid for the store on the north side of Evanston. So we were interested in that store as well. So that store is not going to close completely. I guess we don't know for sure, but we heard that somebody is going to go into that location.
All right, thanks for the call, Peggy. Now, I've got to ask you, there's a couple. We are looking forward to the new Mariano's coming in to Westmont. That's 708. Let's see here. Do I need a shopper's card at Mariano's?
No, you don't. I mean, you get the prices as is that you see posted on all the shelves and all the signage. The card simply is we have, like, special offerings in wine. If you buy three, four bottles of wine, you get a discount. From time to time, we do 1% back on everything you purchase. So there's offerings from time to time that are card specific, but everyday shopping, no need for it.
Dave, if I can, Roger Badish up in the newsroom real quick. And I know that you've bought or purchased a few of the Dominic's locations, and there are a lot of areas throughout the city that don't, the Dominic's are closing, like that South Evanston one. Right. And And there was plans, or at least we heard that there were plans, you coming into Tui and McCormick. Yes. But what are your plans for expansion? A lot of areas are now going to be without these grocery stores. How are you going to fill the void?
Well, you're correct on Tui and McCormick. That store, we're working with the Village of Skokie, and we look for that to open in 2015. It's an important question because we have five stores we're building this year, Lake Zurich, Ashland and Webster, Lawrence and Ravenswood, Evergreen Park, and Glenview. And the following year, we'll have another five. So we'll open up five new stores each and every year, and so we continue to expand into these communities. And one story we'll highlight very much is we're working very hard with the City of Chicago and CHA at the location at 39th and Martin Luther King Drive. So we are That's looking terrific. Across the entire expanse of the Chicagoland area. But our view is we try to do only five stores a year. This is a unique time because of the acquisition, because you need to build the team to deliver to our customers what we've kind of made our mark on, doing a great job for our customers. So we don't want to miss a beat that way. And we're very we're cautious in that regard. But we're looking all over the city and suburbs.
So real quick, as the Dominick's are closing, what's your plan to quickly get the stores back open again, ones that you purchased?
Well, we'll take possession of the first five stores about the end of January. It'll take us about 30 to 45 days to re-banner them, refresh them, and re-merchandise them. Then we'll open them one at a time. And then we'll take possession of the last five the beginning of March. Go through the same program. And we'll keep one store, the store in Westchester, closed because we're going to do fully a remodel and expansion of that store. And that will open late this 2014.
Okay, last text says, 708, does your guest speaker feel like over time you're going to kick the crap out of Jewel Osco?
No. One of the things we focus on is serving the customer. I think our main focus is making sure we're doing everything we can to take care of our customers each and every day. And I thank our employees because they do a heck of a job. And during the Christmas season, they went above and beyond because we were extremely busy, and they went out of their way to make sure every customer was satisfied.
Well, I'll tell you just a couple more. I wish Marianas would come to Schaumburg. Let's see. This is badly needed in Naperville. Being from Minnesota, where I have a Kowalski's and a Byerly's, nothing in the area is anywhere near that standard. Marianos taking the Bannockburn. Is Bannockburn not part of your list?
No, it's not.
Okay, not at this point. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there a list of stores? Yep, you can go to marianos.com. Is there a way to get in contact with you, Bob? Can you just go to the Marianos website?
You can go to the Marianos website. We monitor Facebook, as well as there's a consumer experience center where you can email us anything you want. And we review all the emails, trust me. We look at everything our customers tell us.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Bob. Bob Mariano, he's the CEO of Roundy's, parent company of Mariano's Fresh Markets, right here in Chicagoland. And again, for more information, you can visit them at marianos.com. Bob, thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
My pleasure, and a Happy New Year, and all the best to you.
We'll do it again soon. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN.